following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
At Advance Auto Parts, we got hot deals on a cold day and cool deals when it's hot. Currently, it's chilly out. So here's a sizzler from Advance. Peak 50-50 antifreeze. A one-gallon jug is just $9.99. That's a $3 savings. And that'll keep your car running through the cold like a white wolf through a blizzard. Peak 50-50 antifreeze, just $9.99. That's full throttle savings. Only at
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
In mid-sized companies, the left hand needs to know what the right hand is doing. When they do, business can take on a whole new rhythm, especially with IBM Smart Cloud Engage Advanced. It combines communities, web meetings, and file sharing with business-grade email in one security-rich environment, making it the smarter way to collaborate. Register now for your 60-day free trial at ibm.com/engines/engage.
Private island and actually thrive.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg. Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated. Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Oh, why even fake it? I was out all night celebrating. Why even fake it? There's no need.
Yeah, it hit.
Woo!
Beginning Woo! Of the year prediction hit.
As Pete Weber said, who are you? I am. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. What'd you do yesterday?
For the game, I went to Cunningham's and watched it with the boys.
What game?
And half of them. Yeah, after it went off.
Wait a minute, are we in New Orleans?
No, just feels like it.
Good Lord, you don't even get the Super Bowl anymore, New Orleans. Nice power outage. Dorks.
By the way, I was trying to explain. Not only do I have to explain to these young buckaroos around here who Paul Harvey is, I was trying to explain that
the rest of the story.
Super Bowl kind of reminded me of Green Acres. I think they plugged in a 5 with a 7 and it blew the circuits. You can't go over 7 with the electricity there in New Orleans. So I explaining Green Acres to these guys.
I was so jacked up going into yesterday anyway because the Nebraska bowling team needed a strong last day to win its second tournament in a row at the Prairie View A&M Invite in Arlington as they thumped Maryland Eastern Shore 4-1 in the final match of the tournament. And head coach Bill Straub was impressed.
Really, this is where we're going?
Oh,
this is where we're starting.
I mean, come on!
This is where we're starting.
Okay. Winner.
All right, there you go. Get on the bandwagon now.
All right, let's get it out of the way. Let's get it out of the way because it almost came to blows yesterday while watching the game. Was it a holding? Should have a flag been thrown on the last offensive play of the game for the San Francisco 49ers?
No. No, that was the.
What? I hadn't even talked to you yet today.
That was the level. That was the level that the officials had set the entire game. They were consistent. They let them play. You're not going to throw that flag if you hadn't thrown five others during that little hand fighting that they were allowing them to do all game. And I'm glad they're not playing. They weren't playing real ticky tack. You know, they weren't throwing a flag every time there was that contact. That was the standard the officials set. So you're not going to throw the flag on that one because you didn't throw it. Four plays early.
Here's what I think. If you are a San Francisco 49er fan or were rooting for the 49ers, you think there should have been a flag. If you were rooting for Baltimore, you don't think there should have been a flag.
Hey, I was rooting for the Niners. You know, and I still don't think there should be a flag.
And well, at least you're sensible. I was rooting for Baltimore, and I didn't think there should have been a flag either for a couple of reasons. It was an immediate one-step drop throw. So you're telling me all that happened before he threw the ball? No. And the ball was thrown 5-6 yards out of bounds. He wasn't catching the ball anyway.
Yeah.
And you can't call uncatchable. But you know what? As I said, it's just like the final 6 seconds of a basketball game. And you try to go inside, they're not blowing the whistle, buddy, so you better make the shot. They're not going to call a foul when they throw it in the paint with 3 seconds to go in the game. So that is what I thought of the football. It doesn't matter. It was all destiny. As I am always right, there was no way they could throw that flag.
You're not always right. That's why you're celebrating so much now.
But good
that
God.
You were right.
28-6, and San Francisco just about came back and won that football game.
If it wasn't for that kickoff return, I really think that second half, if it wasn't for that kickoff return, and who returns a kick when it's kicked 9 yards deep in the end zone? If they don't get that big return, Niners are the Super Bowl champs. I firmly believe that.
Yeah,
I
disagree because I think what that did was let Baltimore believe that the game was over. When they went
I think they're already at that point when they came out of the locker room.
I mean, if they get that and drive and score more time off the clock, it's still 28-6. Even if they don't, maybe they're focused. Who knows? Who knows? It doesn't matter. It's just that seriously. Like I told the guys yesterday that I was watching the game with. Just find me somebody else to pick Baltimore over San Francisco September 5th. Just find me anybody. Find me anybody. I don't care who it is. Find me anybody. Anybody.
You know, and
anybody. You can come on.
And I want to look
anybody.
Right now. I really want to start looking right now.
Anybody.
To be honest with you, I want to. I do
anybody?
Find that
anybody else say Baltimore over San Francisco September 5th? Anybody?
Yeah. I'm just saying
tell
that
me,
you know, if you
anybody,
I always say this to kids, you know, when you get in the end zone, act like you've been there before. Clearly, you're not acting like you've been there before, and
never
why would that be? Oh, that's
before.
Right, never been there before.
Never,
right. You've never hit one of these before. So, I wasn't that far off, by the way.
They just keep replaying that last play over and over and over. It was a crap call. You're right. It was a terrible call. That's what they're talking about now. The play call.
Okay. No, they had to play. They had to have that one step drop because they were bringing the house. Here's the mistake. Kaepernick should have called timeout. He should have called timeout. There wasn't enough time to really set up a scheme and to really kind of diagnose what they wanted to do.
Well, that whole last drive, they were right on the edge of getting a playoff or not getting a playoff. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
888-455-ESPN. You can call. You can congratulate me. You can give me crap. You can do whatever you want to do.
B. I'm going with B.
Probably the last show we're ever going to have. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Give us a call on the Doug and Daddy Show. You can Facebook us. You can email us. Do whatever you want to be a part of the program today. The email, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. That's Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Or you can Facebook it at ESPNSuperstation, and boom, it shall appear. Oh, we've got
like magic.
We've got some emails here.
Already.
Let's see what we got. Do I wanna read either one of these? Let's see. This from Mark. My faves are the ones like Shaq's made free throws versus a wide receiver catches. Oh, that's from Friday.
Okay.
Prop bet.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. And you hit it.
Yeah, that's
the way you hit it.
That's the way it works in here. It's the year of me. This from John. Hats off to Brett Maher for kicking some butt in the skills competition on ESPN. 50 seconds to kick 7 field goals in the longest, 53 yards, boomed it. A lot of other kickers look pretty average. Good job, Brett. Way to make Nebraska and Kearney proud.
He did look good. That was kind of a fun. I had never seen that before. That was kind of a fun little deal.
I saw highlights. I didn't get to see it live because I was doing some great basketball over the weekend, which we'll get into in a little bit, but I don't want to lose the segment here, the first segment on the Super Bowl. Commercials. Again, it always takes me time the next morning to kind of rehash. Wow, really? Horrible.
I had to do a lot of rehashing because, again, in the environment I was in, great for watching the game, wasn't so good for watching commercials, which is okay because, you know, that's what YouTube is for. And I finally got I saw that it was the Paul Harvey thing. I'm like going, oh, this is going to be good. And I didn't even, so I had to listen to it this morning. So I saw it, I just didn't hear it earlier. And I like that one. That one was probably the best one.
I like the Tide one.
Yes, with the Joe Montana stain.
Yes, yeah, the Joe Montana stain.
Yeah.
And, of course, Budweiser always hits with the Clydesdales. That was one of them that they had let out before the Super Bowl.
Yeah, so. I'd already seen that one.
So. Yes. But, really, overall, there was one time that I remember the whole crew laughing. One time. And usually it's a lot more than that.
Which one was that?
I don't remember.
Okay. Good story, bro. Good story.
Thanks.
Good story.
Good story. And which draft pick do the Dolphins have?
Like 10th.
Here's another thing, and I meant to bring this up a long time ago, but do you ever, you're driving along, and I always bring up that here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast, we always bring up, you know, I pull up beside somebody or behind somebody at a light, and they've got the Midway tag on their car, and you know they're smiling, and it looks good, and they're going down the street. But you ever pull up behind anybody with a vanity plate? I mean, have you ever?
No, I don't because I'm driving one, so I never pull up behind myself. So, yeah.
You have a vanity plate?
I have a vanity plate now. It was a Christmas present.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to make near as much fun of you now.
I knew where you were going already.
Because it's a Christmas gift. But
because my family knows me, and it's
Finn
a good
fan,
gift.
P-H-I-N, fan. Finn fan. Really?
Yeah.
I wanted to make sure and make fun of you on the air instead of just, you know, out in the lobby here.
By the way,
you get your
so
choice?
observant. Christmas present. Do a little math here. It was a Christmas present.
Did you get to pick what the vanity plate
was?
They already had that
selected for me.
Wow.
And it's pretty good. Is what I would have gone with. And then when I put
they had
Dolphins,
to spell it differently.
Well, Dolphin, P-H, of course. Yeah. And somebody already has the F-A-N, so it's shortened. You know, there was room for it. But yeah, when I get my Dolphins thing on my window, it'll make even more sense. I actually had somebody ask me, what does that mean? I had that question the other day.
Like, you ever been driving down the interstate?
And so I showed the back of my phone, and that kind of explained it because that has the Dolphins logo on it.
You ever been driving down the interstate, get behind a vanity plate, and then go, what is that? God, I can't figure it out.
Yeah, I've had
I know that's supposed to mean something, but I can't figure it out.
Yeah, and I think mine is spelled out fairly well.
What do we got, 45 more minutes of this show? Is this over yet? Are we done? Jeff, what was your favorite commercial?
Probably the Paul Harvey one, just because I was watching with a bunch of friends who grew up on farms, and they really enjoyed it.
There you go.
There you go. And it was a moving thing. It took me a long time to figure out what we were selling. But that's okay. You know, that's okay. It's still.
It took me a long time to figure out what the hell Paul Harvey was ever talking about.
I think he was talking about farmers there, Doug.
Paul was ever talking about. The rest of the story.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I'll bet you didn't know.
There's a surprise ending there. I listened to Paul Harvey for years. My very first radio gig, I worked in McCook when I was in high school, and Paul Harvey was on the air. I always liked the shift where I actually got to listen to a little bit of Paul Harvey.
Before I had this job, over the noon hour, it was Paul Harvey.
Yep.
15 minutes every day that I heard. Right after the sports cast, it was Paul Harvey, which was great. Not so much. The rest of the story sometimes was just stupid, but sometimes it was awesome.
I like the rest of the
story. Sometimes it was awesome. The best was in the morning. 5 minutes.
Yep.
Heck, I remember. Okay. God. Is anybody else listening? Hello? Hello?
When I was a little kid, I'd get on the bus and go to school, and Walt would have the radio on, and it would be Paul Harvey at 7:35.
5 minutes. And you'd hear anything that you needed to hear, because he actually had news on, and one little quip of
something fun.
Funny, and then that was it.
Good day.
Let's see. Nebraska, can they get any more kids? They have picked up a 25th commitment. The bowling team wins. The Lopers, and the Huskers split over the weekend, going 1-1. The Storm. They defeated Des Moines on Friday. What else do we got here? National Letter of Intent signing day is coming up on Wednesday. So will the Huskers need to get anybody else? We'll find out. We'll talk about that coming up Wednesday.
I follow the recruiting more this year than I have in years past because, you know, new gig and all that. And so I haven't really followed it as closely. I think this is a pretty good recruiting class. You know, and again, we'll talk to Sean and probably Steve and get their take on it, obviously. But I think overall, this has been pretty solid. But thing that gets me, though, is everybody goes like, oh, boy, you got to get all these five-star recruits. I really want to go down and take a look at guys that get drafted in the NFL and that have these outstanding college careers. How many of them were four or five-star recruits? And I think people would be surprised that it really isn't that many. You know, because you got to coach them up. For one thing, what makes you a five-star recruit is that a lot of people are recruiting you. Well, if you're the coach's kid at some major college, you could be the greatest ball player ever, and they're not going to get recruited very much because we know they're going to go to X, wherever that school is. So it's a tainted system anyway when you kind of look at how four- and five-star recruits are. Because if you're really solid, nope, I'm going to go to Nebraska, you won't get recruited. That doesn't make you a bad recruit. Even if you're outstanding. So it's kind of a tainted system. That the 4-5 thing doesn't really mean a whole lot to me. I just think these are pretty good kids.
Hall of Fame this weekend?
Yeah.
You unhappy about any of that? Some people are mad that Warren Sapp's in, Michael Strahan isn't. Again, I was listening and didn't get involved in a lot of the conversations because Warren Sapp is or isn't going to get in the next. I mean, if he didn't get in this year, he's getting in the next couple. Same with Michael Strahan. My only comment was, as I was listening to a lot of these people comment, they're saying, well, how in the world is this guy? How is Will Shields not in? It's great that Chris Carter's in, but if you sat down and you put, and this is 100% bias if you want to say it as he's an ex-Husker, but you sat down and you put his credentials up against all the rest of them, it's not close. He's got it on and off the field, 12-time Pro Bowler, right. Man of the Year in the NFL. What more does the guy have to do? Will Shields is the most talented person, probably the most talented person in this entire class. In this entire class. And this was an incredible class. In fact, they could have put 10 guys in this year, most likely. But how in the world does Will Shields not get mentioned? And Will Shields is only going to go into the Hall of Fame when there are no, quote, studs coming out in their first year. Will Shields will get in the Hall of Fame, but it's going to be next year or 6 years.
The problem is the position. The problem is the position. For one thing, it's not a fair comparison between Strahan and Sapp because Sapp was a defensive tackle. Strahan was a defensive end. Defensive ends are going to get their sacks because they don't get double teamed. They beat one guy, sack. You get double teamed if you're a defensive tackle. Warren Sapp was extremely good at eating up two blockers and still being able to make up a play. Yes, I used my words carefully there. So he was able to do that, and he was outstanding. He's the best defensive tackle in quite some time to get into the Hall of Fame. I mean, I think he's an outstanding defensive tackle. Problem is, where's your stat when you're the offensive guard, you know? And that's the problem that Shields has, is it's one of those positions people don't notice, and there isn't that stat. There isn't that many Will Shields jerseys people were wearing, you know? And so, again, it's harder for that to kind of come in. There's one punter in the NFL, really? We've only had one really good punter? I mean, at just certain positions, you're not going to get that kind of attention, and that's what's working against Will Shields. It was nice to finally break that logjam of all these great wide receivers getting into the Hall of Fame. And now that Chris Carter's in there, I think we're probably going to see your Tim Browns and a few other folks like that getting in as well.
Commissioner Roger Goodell said that the 34-minute blackout yesterday will not impact the city of New Orleans' chances of hosting another Super Bowl. Quote, I like the food. I fully expect that we will be back here for Super Bowls, and I hope we will be back. We want to be back. Blah, 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 blah.
It was a fluky deal. That's not going to happen again. I mean, the movie World According to Garp, they buy a house right after a plane hits it because, hey, what are the odds that's going to happen again? Right? It's a safe place. What are the odds that's going to happen again? What are the odds you're going to have another problem? At the Superdome.
Oh, no.
I watch a lot of movies, and I figure some way to work this in.
Oh,
if I can.
My. Wow.
Hey, Green Acres reference. I got an airplane reference, too, I could have used in talking about the electricity going out as well. Just kidding.
Excuse me, ma'am. I speak jive. We're here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, and how about Beyonce? Back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Get in the zone. Get to AutoZone for revved up savings. Now through Monday only, take advantage of our hottest deals throughout the store. Get $1 off Autolite Copper and Platinum Spark Plugs. You pay only 99 cents each for Autolite Copper Spark Plugs and only $1.99 for Platinum. Tune up now and restore your car's lost performance with revved up savings only at AutoZone and only for a limited time. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
And now, another great hit from Flo. Discounts from Progressive are good.
Why is a strike bad in baseball if it's good in bowling? And then someone told me about a basketball strike. That sounds bad, but I'm not quite sure. But I think we all can agree it's good to get discounts from Progressive.
Progressive offers lots of discounts to help you save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is online all the time with not only our local live Doug and Daddy show and local games, but now the national ESPN shows like Mike and Mike, The Herd, and more. Just click on the Listen Live link at ESPNSuperstation.com. Take us along on your mobile phone as well. Just download the TuneIn Radio app and make us a favorite. Oh, yeah. We're on your radio, too. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
We'll see sunshine and some scattered cloudiness around portions of the area today with a high of 49. Winds will stay variable at 5 to 10. Tonight, with partly cloudy skies, we'll head back to 27. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 30.
The best part that football season is over, Andy.
Baseball pitchers and catchers report in 8 days.
My old buddy Mike Cahill would have told me that in December.
He probably had
37 days, 32 days, 12 days, 9 days.
He's got her down.
Mike.
Hey, I haven't changed the back of my phone yet. I'll be putting the Reds background on back of my phone here in a little bit.
Yeah, at least.
But the plates, I got to stay with the plates. I'm not the biggest
dork in the room. But anyway, here's
Jeff can hear you.
Here's the cool thing. Here's what I know you're looking forward to. Now that football season's over and we're not into the basketball tournament and we're not into March Madness and we're not into baseball yet, that means a full month of Saturday and Sunday figure skating. And you know it. No. You know it'll be on. It'll be on all the time.
It will.
On the major networks. If we don't have golf, we have figure skating. If we don't have hockey, we have figure skating.
Yeah, but they'll have that other basketball game on.
Ugh. God. Phil Mickelson, awesome. He's just awesome. He is fun to watch. Winner this weekend in the Phoenix Open. And John Hurley did not make the cut. It's amazing. As I was watching, he's hitting the long drives longer than anybody in the field on some of those. And it's amazing how good some of the guys are and how they just don't even touch the actual pros.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I always like watching the majors. I get a lot more involved in those than I do with the other things. But you can just watch those guys and go, God, I wish I could do that just once. And that's the beauty, by the way, of watching golf, because every once in a while I will hit that incredible shot. And you go, you know what? The pros couldn't have done any better than that shot right there. They really couldn't. And that's what really is the appeal of watching that sometimes. Now, it's really rare that I hit one of those shots.
That's the appeal of playing.
Yeah.
Because out of 101 shots, one of those is good enough to be shown on television.
Right. I hit them.
Was 101 being gracious?
To me, yes.
Okay, all right. Yes. Doug Duda, Randy Bushketter with you on the Doug and Daddy Show in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth on Super Bowl Monday. Glad to have you along with us. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram has over 200 pre-owned vehicles in stock, and at least 50 of those are priced at under $10,000. If you need something quick and today, they can take care of you for under $10,000 on South 2nd Avenue. Check out their entire inventory, including those vehicles, online at thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way. If you're looking for something new, try the new redesigned 2013 Chevy Malibu and on their Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram lot. How about the Dodge Journey, starting at just over $21,000? Whether it's pre-owned, whether it's new, whether it's a car, truck, van, SUV, or sometimes they've got special little fun things for you. Midway is the place to be. The Midway Auto Dealership. Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, and thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way. Fort Kearney Conference and Lou Platt Conference tournaments were what we were covering over the weekend, and I saw something I didn't think I would ever see in the boys' final. And here's one of those deals, Randy, where you feel happy for the one team. It's a great game if you won it, and it was bleh if you're Adams Central and you lost it, because they played outstanding basketball. They played their style of basketball. They played pretty much like they wanted. Everybody can always play better. I know the coaches say that. But, folks, if you missed it, if you didn't hear the game on our radio or on our podcast at PlatteRiverPreps.com, or you didn't see the highlights on one of the local television stations, Kearney Catholic and Adams Central tied with 2 seconds to go in the game. Boys conference championship. Stars undefeated. Adams Central 16 wins on the year. Kearney Catholic's taking the ball out underneath their own hoop. Tie game. 2 seconds to go. The original drawn-up play doesn't materialize.
A couple of players ran into each other.
Which I thought was intentional to distract everybody, but apparently not. Alex Lees, you've seen it on TV multiple times. He throws it off the back of an Adams Central player, steps inbounds, grabs it, and makes the bucket at the buzzer to win a conference championship and to keep them undefeated.
And that was a tough shot. I mean, I saw the highlight. Actually, it's on Twitterverse, too. I saw it on Twitter probably about an hour after the game wrapped up, and I was like, oh, you got to be kidding me. Because that's a tough reverse layup that he shot there. That wasn't one of those, all right, I got you out of position, and now I'm just going to bank it in, and this is going to be easy peasy. No, he had a tough shot, too. It was an incredible play.
So congratulations to the Kearney Catholic boys and girls. Very rare for any school to win both boys and girls championships in the same year. On the Lou Platt Conference side, congratulations to the Overton boys and the Eustace Farnham girls, who come out of the number 5 seed. Every year I get that bracket, I ought to just cross out number 1 and number 2 and just somebody else is going to win, because yeah, that's the way it is. Congratulations there. And it must have been a heck of a final in the Twin Valley Conference, too, as Kennesaw wins by just 1 point over a Shelton team that barely made it into the semifinals, let alone the finals. And a 1-point win. Kennesaw remains undefeated as we head to the home stretch. And we've got the Heartland Hoops Classic coming up this Saturday. And we'll talk more about that as the week progresses. There's going to be some great, great basketball out there. People are already anticipating. And I think in this year, and I will ask for fans, I apologize, I guess, already ahead, because I'm looking forward to some matchups that will say, you know what, all right, everybody's looking forward to a Kearney Catholic men and girls matchup, and they're not giving consideration to the other teams in the sub-district. Mm-hmm. They're looking forward to some of these boys' district matchups, and they're not giving consideration. Now, I'm just saying that they are overwhelming favorites. And if there's an upset, Herb Brooks will be somewhere along the way.
The sub-district that Kearney Catholic's boys are in, now that's going to be a Donnybrook. Anybody in that sub-district can win it. I mean, Gibbon can win it. No doubt in my mind, Gibbon can beat anybody else in there. Adams Central, they can go undefeated in there. You know, Minden's pretty solid. They're 10-10. They're probably the long shot of the group, and obviously Kearney Catholic. The boys' side of that is just outstanding. It's really a two-horse field, really, on the girls' side, but the guys' matchup in that sub-district is phenomenal. And unfortunately, there's going to be some teams that don't go because of that, that they're good enough to play down in state.
Gibbons boys right now are sitting in 9th in the wild card. Adams Central is in 7th, Kearney Catholic 1st. Gibbons boys basketball team is good enough to be at state. Mm-hmm. I don't throw that out very often about any school at any point. And they are good enough to win that district. There's no doubt about it. But they are the underdog. It is unfortunate that their point makeup, however it may be, at 15-4, they have no shot at a wild card. And they are an outstanding basketball team. They are fun to watch. There are some of those teams out there, and you know who you are, that intentionally play slow-down basketball. And Gibbon has been accused of that from time to time. That is not what they've got right now. They have got more than Riley Reinertsen, although I've said it on the air, I'll say it again, he's probably, again, and I say this to all the great players out there, he's probably the best basketball player in the area.
He's the best I've seen this
year. And he may be the best basketball player in C1. He's just an outstanding player. And they are a fun team to watch, and I'm looking forward to that sub-district because they are a great basketball team. And I will say right here, I do believe they are one of the – and again, you don't see everybody. And I'm sure there's another team in the eastern part of the state that says, you know what, we're one of the eight best, but we're in with Wahoo, and we're not going to get there. Gibbon may get there, but they're going to have to win their district. They're an outstanding basketball team.
But that is the beauty of the system. I mean, and the wildcard point thing drives me nuts sometimes. But the beauty of the system is you still get to control your own destiny. You win those games in the sub-district and win that district final. You're at state, and you've proved it. You've earned it. You've been able to take it take it on yourself. Now, sometimes you got to beat some of the best teams in the state just to get the state. But at least you get to control your own fate. You get to control your own destiny.
And it depends where you live in this state how you feel about that. Because let's face it, Class A is changing because the Metro doesn't want anybody west of Lincoln getting into the state tournament unless they're an outstanding basketball team. And, Randy, let's face it, time and time again, a Kearney or a Grand Island or a Norfolk may beat a Metro team once. But all time, their record's not even 25% against teams from the Lincoln and Omaha area that are good. Yeah, you can beat a team that's – I mean, if Lincoln High has been terrible forever, yeah, you can beat them. You look at some of this basketball out there or football or volleyball, and it just depends where you're at with this whole argument. Back in the day when we were in high school, just to get to state, that was 90%. I mean, you usually had to get through a tougher team in your regional.
Yeah, that regional.
Than you did when you got to the state tournament. And there were some, I mean, we're talking to older folks right now, our age or older, when you couldn't wedge your butt into a gym because Bertrand was playing Loomis or Kennesaw was playing fill in the blank or your town was playing, your school was playing your chief rival in a district final or a regional final to get to the state tournament. And some of the best games were never at state. They were on the way to get to state.
No, and I'll tell you what, went to Republican Valley School. It doesn't exist anymore. It was a basketball school. I mean, that was the sport that they were really the best at. And so many regional finals were played at the gym in Holdridge. And you couldn't get you weren't there an hour before the game. You weren't getting in. Door was shut. Door was locked. Fire marshal said, "Nah, we can't handle anymore." And that was such a fun, electric environment. And we've lost a little bit of that with going to sub districts and districts and things like that for whatever reason. And maybe maybe cable TV and all the games that are on television now has kind of jaded people and is like, I don't need to watch high school kids. I can stay home and watch a pretty good college game or the NBA or whatever. But people aren't going out as much as they used to. But boy, that was a lot of fun. I just really kind of miss that.
Fewer schools, fewer good teams.
I think that might be true, or at least that's my memory of it anyway. Because there were some really outstanding teams that didn't make it, that lost in that regional final or lost in the district final.
Great crowd at the conference championship on Saturday.
Yeah, and the FKC is over at the Viero Center, and that place can hold a lot, so you're not worried about running out of seats or shutting the doors there. But they had good crowds too. I think they had the record for the conference tournament that they've had since they moved it there, and that's a fun venue.
Let's go to our poll question at ESPNSuperstation.com. What is your favorite part of the Super Bowl over the weekend? 63% of you said the game, 27% said the commercials, and the rest of it was parties, prop bets, halftime show, way outweighed by the game and the commercials. Our poll question today: Randall, which was the more impressive part of the Ravens' victory, jumping out to the 28-6 lead or withstanding the 49er comeback?
Oh, the jumping out to the lead. That's when they were winning. I mean, that's when they won the game. They didn't lose it once the Niners were coming at them. But jumping out, that kickoff return was phenomenal, too. It really was.
That's what I'm going with. You can vote as well at ESPNSuperstation.com. Pick up points in the Hy-Vee Rewards Fan Club, and you can go to ESPNSuperstation.com every day to vote on our poll question. Jordan Hooper, 27 points yesterday. The Nebraska women, an 80-56 win over Minnesota. The Nebraska men fell to Ohio State. Central Oklahoma, well, they're pretty good. The Broncos beat UNK Friday night, 85-75 in the ball game. And Hastings College dropped a pair of games to Dort, 79-76 on the men's side and 73-66 on the women's side. And the UNK track and field team continue to set school records. Melissa Bongers must be an Olympian because she just sets a breaks a record every week. We talked about it with Brady Bonzel last week. So congratulations there. Also, let's see, the Loper wrestling team, as expected, dominated Truman State and Lindenwood on Saturday night to bring home two more victories. And anything else?
Well, just going back a little bit to the FKC, you said that the number one seed never wins it. That was a bit of a change here because the Overton boys, and it came down to the two.
On the boys' side.
Yeah, on the boys' side. The Overton boys, it was a great game with Elm Creek, and they end up winning it score-wise pretty comfortably. But, you know, Elm Creek is just so explosive offensively. You just got that sense that any minute now they can go on that little run and get right back into it. So they had a lead most of the second half, but you always had that feeling that that run for Elm Creek was coming, and it just didn't really materialize big enough.
And a shout-out to Hastings' Austin Wilson, the St. Cecilia graduate, gets a pin against Michigan State. He was the final man up. A duel that shouldn't have been close was. Nebraska was behind, and Wilson gets the pin to get the extra points to give Nebraska the duel win over Michigan State in the final ever duel at the NU Coliseum, a moment that I'm sure that young gentleman will never forget. The final match meant something, and he gets the pin at the NU Coliseum on Friday.
You can't ask for anything more than that, right? If you're wrestling that weight class, isn't that what you dream of? You know, if you're a kicker, you want to win the game with the final kick. Well, here he wins in wrestling the most dramatic way you can do it in the last event in a honored time tried and just cool venue to have those kinds of events. That's a great way to close the barn.
Well, there you go. That is catching you up to date. We've talked about everything, including the Super Bowl, the Super Bowl commercials, and all the other things that are going along with the world of sports, the Tri-City Storm. They are in action this week, Friday at Lincoln, Saturday their home against Fargo, and then they've got games next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Only one of those is at home, and that is on Valentine's night at the Viero Event Center.
Well, if you like the color red, you might see some on the ice. I mean, it's not the most romantic evening at the world, but, you know, there's a lot of people that, I don't know, they got to have games sometime. Valentine's night,
you know. You ever wanted to say something and know you can't?
Sure.
Okay, we'll take a break and I'll tell you off the air. We're back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Senior living isn't just about amenities and activities. It's about finding somewhere you can put down roots, where you can feel a sense of belonging and make a lot of friends. Have the comfort of knowing that even if your health changes, it's not somewhere you're ever going to have to leave. For many people, that somewhere is Good Samaritan Society Hastings Village. Apartment rents as low as $485 per month. Utilities, lawn care, snow removal, all included. For more information on our apartments, contact us at 402-463-3181.
To win the Capital One Cup and be the best in men's and women's college sports, you've got to lay it all on the line. Every play, every game, in every sport. Teams are battling it out for NCAA Division I championships, $400,000 in student-athlete scholarships, and the Capital One Cup trophy. Check the standings on CapitalOneCup.com to follow your school in the race to become the best in college sports and earn bragging rights all year long.
Wendy's presents The Copycat.
Hey there.
Hey there.
So glad it's lunchtime.
So glad it's lunchtime.
Yeah, trying to save a few bucks.
Yeah, trying to save a few bucks.
So I went to Wendy's for their right price, right size menu.
So I went to, well, somewhere else.
Got a junior bacon cheeseburger, a side of chili, and a Frosty.
Got a, well, cheeseburger.
Value menus are not the same. Wendy's new right price, right size lineup has big tastes, starting at just 99 cents.
Now that's better.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget.
When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see sunshine and some scattered cloudiness around portions of the area today with a high of 49. Winds will stay variable at 5 to 10. Tonight, with partly cloudy skies, we'll head back to 27. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 30. When I believe the world is burning to the ground, oh well, I guess we're gonna find out. Let's see how far we've come. Let's see how far we've come. When I believe it all is coming to an end, oh well, I guess we're gonna pretend.
Ray Lewis. I know. And tomorrow, Damon Day will sit on here and go murder.
Hey, Ray Lewis had a killer career. He really did.
I don't remember all the conversations because everybody wanted to yell at my greatness yesterday. But
let it go.
Yeah, I know. I have let the Ray Lewis thing go, and I guess I'm on the Ray Lewis, I'm not going to call it bandwagon, but if you said, are you pro or anti Ray Lewis, I'm pro. And I almost feel bad because I know some of the gang that I hang with, friends that I have, are 100% he's a murderer, and none of this should be coming his way. I mean, it's not just kind of a discussion. It's he should be in prison. And I don't know. I have a hard time. I mean, the man was found innocent. But I also believe in my heart that
he wasn't convicted. I think it's different than.
Well, he pled guilty, as I keep being told. I kept being told he pled guilty to obstruction of justice.
Yes.
And that is going to be.
Withholding information, including what we think might be a blood stain covered suit that suddenly disappeared that would have been very incriminating for him. That's what he got in trouble for obstructing the justice with. I have a little trouble working my way past that. But I will say this, and I think this is fair, and I think this is accurate. Since that moment, he has cleaned up his life. He's not hanging with the same crowd that he was the night that that happened. And so in that sense, I think there's some redemptive value in the fact that he's cleaned his act up since then.
So did you feel happy for Ray Lewis yesterday?
Not really. No. I didn't allow myself to do that. I did. There's just certain guys I just can't root for, and he's on that list.
Hey, a couple of the coaches have talked to us, and I get another email here that wants to give a shout out to the Viero Event Center for the great job that they did once again with the Fort Kearney Conference. And I know the gang over at Wood River did the same, and it's always good at most of these places, but. Apparently, and you were there.
Oh, good spread.
It was over the top.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good spread.
I mean, the food's good. The hospitality room for the coaches, when you get to watch the game while sitting there. I mean, it's kind of nice to have that. And they televised, I don't know if that's the right word, but closed circuit TV there. So kids will have a DVD of their games, in the finals and consolation and stuff. That's all just kind of neat little extra things.
And your golden tones go along with it.
I don't know if they did the audio with that or not.
For free on our podcast.
Well, sure.
Even if they didn't dub that in,
you can make it happen. You can make it happen. But again, this is really a neat event. It really is. They do a nice job with it, and the good PA announcer, good audio. I mean, there's just a lot of really cool elements to how they do there. And I talked with Todd at halftime of the finals of the boys' finals, and they're kind of interested in maybe trying to do a little bit more expanding and having some more high school games there. I think a holiday tournament in that venue would be really cool.
Yeah, here's the deal, Randy, and we can be a part of this as well. Should Kearney host a major holiday basketball tournament? And when I say this, and I've had this discussion with numerous people, years ago I said, I won't be here long enough to put... I mean, you got to have 2 or 3 years down the road, and then it finally takes place, and then you get it going. So no one, especially me, likes to plan 2-3 years down the road. But they do a very good one, and Adam Central knows this, up at Wayne with the college. They have 8 schools come in, and they play 3 games, and it's outstanding. I almost get the feeling anymore that some schools don't want to do this because it hurts their wild card points. They want to see some competition, but they don't want to see insane competition for three straight days. And my philosophy on holiday basketball tournaments has always been, I don't want to bring together four schools
in the same conference,
in the same area that see each other. Now, you can't avoid that all the time. But, I mean, the Kearney Catholic Amherst thing is outstanding because you bring in Ogallala now and you bring in North Platte St. Pat's and you're never going to cross paths with them again. And any holiday tournament that is like that. Conversely, we cover the Ravenna holiday tournament. Well, Loup City and Centura is in that. Centura Ravenna girls are going to play. We had that when I was at Ord with Grand Island Northwest. You might play four times. Maybe five if you somehow, back in the day when you didn't have wild cards, but now you can play five if you get to the state tournament. You're playing in the regular season, you're playing in the holiday tournament, you're playing in the conference tournament, you're playing in the districts or sub-districts. That's four times. I don't like that aspect to it.
And I think Kearney's uniquely positioned in the state to be able to kind of do that. Bring in Scottsbluff and Gehring and play some teams from York and Aurora and maybe even Lincoln, you know, coming out here, a few of those schools. It'd be a unique environment to kind of bring that. You could have a B tournament, you know, that you're not going to bring in the Class A teams because Kearney, for instance, already has a holiday tournament. Their conference tournament's played over that time. Some of the other conferences in Lincoln and Omaha do that as well. So you're probably not going to bring in any A teams for something like that, but I think you could make a nice B, C kind of, and maybe even Class D. You could bring in some really good matchups. It'd be a lot of fun. And I'm with you. I mean, play somebody different. You've got time to travel. You're not going to miss a bunch of classes. You're not going to drive from one end of the state to the other, but you can do it here. You drive in your half of the state.
And you have to have enough you have enough local teams.
Here.
You have enough local teams to bring in the attendance, too. It's a catch 20. You got to have the local teams so you can bring in more, get the attendance. But yeah, it would be cool.
Yeah,
there's enough good teams where you can bring in. And this Saturday, Heartland Events Center, the Heartland Hoops Classic. There's going to be some good basketball, and every single game is on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We start here on ESPN 8:30 a.m. on Saturday morning. By the way, you get that game. And then
weird. I kind of predicted that. I don't know how I came up with that.
We've got games on the breeze. Well, as we were driving back this weekend, we decided how early one would have to get up to be there on time for that. And it was really early. We've got that coming up.
You're used to that.
Saturday.
That early morning thing.
ESPN Radio, the breeze, and the evening games on Classic Hits 98.9. Producer Jeff hands me this note. 1 year ago today, and God, it seems like 12, Lynn Sanity was born.
Oh,
Jeremy Lynn.
Yeah, he was on everything for like a month. Got signed a huge contract, and now is he still playing?
Houston Rocket.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah. All right.
Yeah, come on.
Okay. Well, I just say, I mean, he couldn't have been on everything all the time like it was for that month. I mean, that it was unbelievable. And by the way, great run there, and he cashed in at the right time and got traded and signed that big deal with the Rockets and hasn't been heard from since.
Boy, you go to USA Today's categorization of the commercials from the Super Bowl, and I, for the first time like ever, I agree with that too. Is this the year of me, or did it end yesterday? I mean, with that prediction being right, is it over?
I think end is an option for Damn. You as well, not just your yeah. year, but at the rate you're going.
Anheuser-Busch with the horse, with the Clydesdale, and raising it. They call it Horse and Trainer Reunited, as the geek goes and watches a parade in Chicago of a horse that he trained.
Yeah, because that's, you know, it's a major story when the Clydesdales come to Chicago. You know, that's why it was in the paper.
And second was the Miracle Stain with Tide. And you know what? They put the quarter that the ad aired. Usually it's the ones that air right away when people can remember them that hit home. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, the top 6, 7 of the top 8 aired at halftime or afterwards. And the Doritos were the fashion dad. That was old. That was everywhere, wasn't it, beforehand?
The princess, yeah.
That the fan or a normal Joe won that, and so they, yeah, okay. That was special. What? And the Farmers with Paul Harvey was third.
And an excellent. I mean, that one was good. And by the way, if I'm teaching young people about mathematics and want to encourage them to understand mathematics, I might show them a GoDaddy ad. I mean, this is why you want to be a brainy nerd. I'm just saying. You know what? Never mind. Painting myself in a corner there already.
GoDaddy.com was last. Bar makeout. Oh, yeah. Wow. That was a little weird.
Yeah. It was. Yeah, they went a little far.
But here's the deal.
The idea.
Who rates these ads? Every time you get up on Monday morning and you watch Good Morning America or CBS or the Today Show, and there's always, I watched the Super Bowl with my girlfriends and we rated the ads. How many guys, manly men, are rating commercials, all right? No wonder GoDaddy.com is always last. Don't hate Danica Patrick because she's beautiful people.
Yeah, well, that ad was kind of fun. You know, everything else they've always done has been always kind of, oh, go to GoDaddy.com for the rest of the ad. And they make it sound like it's all this sultry stuff. And I don't know if it is because they haven't bothered to do it.
Porn.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to make it sound like. This one actually was self-contained.
I just want to tell you that it's not, yes, because I like to be prepared for this radio show.
Oh, research. You're calling it research.
Yeah, and it's not. It's really not.
Okay.
It's not. Okay. It's pretty cool, but it's not. Doug and Daddy Show.
Just more of the same. Is that what it is?
ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us for this hour of whatever it is on this Monday after the Super Bowl. TNL Irrigation says it's time to get TNL pivot systems in your field so that 2013 is the best year that you have ever had. And Dan Mercer and his crew knows that. They farm near Gibbon. They have 7 hydrostatically powered TNL pivot systems. And when spring comes around, Dan says all I have to do is hit the button and they work. You can discover the TNL difference just like Dan Mercer at TLIRR.com. You can talk to your local TNL dealer because they're all over Central Nebraska, the Midwest, every state in the Union, 60 countries worldwide, because TNL irrigation systems are proven technology that works.
A TNL system irrigates the entire state of Rhode Island. That's what I've heard. The entire state. Rhode Island is so small, one irrigation system from TNL, whole state covered. That's what I read.
And there's no spoking. There's no spoking because that is the. I'm going to tell you, we've done this show how long? And yes, TNL, we are paid endorsers. Well, we're not, but apparently this company is. But when they show you that GPS, that photo of a field that has TNL in it and a field that doesn't have TNL in it, where it starts and stops and starts and stops, and one field's all green and one field is not
patchy.
It's amazing. And that's probably the coolest thing, or one of the, I don't know, I don't want to say weird, because it's just something that I never had seen before, and it made an impression on me. And folks, that's what they're going to do with you. TNL Irrigation, they make a positive impression on you and put more money in your bank account. That's what it's all about. Why work? What's the point? If you can be better at one thing, why wouldn't you do it? I'm just saying it. TNL Irrigation. Check it out, TLIRR.com. We're back with more after this.
When it comes to Sunday, after I do all my honey-dos, of course, I had the Cunningham's Journal. Why thinks I go to my buddy's house, but sometimes whatever you don't know won't hurt. Cunningham's is the best place to watch all your favorite sports. Wi-Fi, internet, keep updated on all your fantasy players, juicy burgers, and the coldest draft here in town. Anyways, I was face-deep in my Juicy Lucy until my wife walks into the door. Guess the truth does hurt. Escape Ordinary at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
Get in the zone!
Putting off auto repairs can turn a small job into a big one. So put your tax refund to work today at AutoZone. From brakes to engines, we've got the quality parts you need. And you can count on AutoZone's trusted experts to help you stretch those tax refund dollars as far as possible. Spend a little today instead of a lot later. Keep your car running longer with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
She tells her friends you're a sweet guy. Prove it. This Valentine's Day, be her hero with the Valentine's Day bouquet from Edible Arrangements. Juicy heart-shaped pineapples and strawberries dipped in gourmet chocolate. To order the Valentine's Day bouquet, visit one of our locations. Call 1-877-DO-FRUIT or go to ediblearrangements.com. Gifts start at $29. To celebrate early, see our Valentine's specials like free delivery at ediblearrangements.com/sweet.
Edible Arrangements.
See website for details, prices, and store participation.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Oakhill Academy.
7 seconds to go. It's going to be Mello.
The school that produced 55 D1 recruits.
Got it again. 6 3-pointers by Mello in the period.
Including Carmelo Anthony. It's coming to the Heartland Hoops Classic to be matched against the team that won 5 of the past 6 Class A trophies. Omaha Central. Plus 7 more top local and regional matchups all day February 9th. Featuring exclusive local coverage on the stations of Platte River Radio. Presented by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Graham Tire, and Equitable Bank. Check PlatteRiverPreps.com for tip-off times and station.
We'll see sunshine and some scattered cloudiness around portions of the area today with a high of 49. Winds will stay variable at 5 to 10. Tonight, with partly cloudy skies, we'll head back to 27. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley. Right now, it's 30.
Show. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter, wrapping up this Super Bowl Monday.
Glad and I'm happier than Eddie Money in a... Never mind. Yeah. Since we're doing commercials today.
It's pretty amazing. Yeah, it's pretty cool. 888-455-ESPN, and you can always email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Did I mention that I, on September 5th, correctly predicted the Super Bowl matchup and winner?
There'll be no cloud on a sunny day.
Here's what I'm saying. I know we have a kabillion listeners, almost as many listeners as they have sandwiches up at Big Daly's Deli. But not one person has been able to come forward today and say that they know anybody that had Baltimore over San Francisco on September 5th.
Besides you, of course, because, well, you, no one has to mention that to you because you well, can't I don't mention know anything else. But
people, I'm not sure that they knew that.
Oh, I think they did, Doug. I think they did. I sure think we've gotten the point. I think we have an understanding here.
Alicia Keys, that was a long national anthem, by the way.
Yeah, and that was the overs.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. And that was most a prop bet because the people next to me were, you know, very, very happy.
Thank you.
There's an app for that. Yeah. Well, and by the way, if you can, you can download that, and every time you think about what's your predictions, you can just, you know, do that yourself. There you go.
Already did it. Yeah, that's pretty much what this show has become. Demaria Mixon committed to Nebraska, made an official visit over the weekend, decommitted from Missouri. Wow.
Nice get.
Yeah. Do you have a problem with that?
No. This isn't a lifelong commitment. Coaches leave all the time. Why can't a young man that's trying to make his decision of where he wants to go to college? I mean, I changed my major once.
I just don't know. I don't know the answer, which makes it tough to even throw out any kind of an argument here. But we've got to find a way that these young kids in schools, you don't want to, I mean, they're committing and they're still getting bothered. The reason you have early commitments was so that you would quit bothering the high school kid.
Right, right.
That's not the case anymore. And I don't know the answer to this.
I don't either.
Coaches and schools and the NCAA have to come together. And yes, the kid can change. There's no doubt about it. You can still commit last March and say, I'm going to Nebraska. And then all of a sudden something happens and says, you know what? No, I want to go to Arizona State.
Well, you also got people committing to play basketball at the University of Nebraska for the women's program before you even play a high school game. You know, make that commitment when you're an eighth grader. But I don't think that you don't have a conversation with her, you know, because she's an outstanding basketball player at Southeast.
I just,
It's
got to be done about this. Here's one of those things.
The whole
a lot
green
of
thing's a mess. I mean, you got to scrap the whole system and start over. I mean, the whole thing is a mess. There's rules that shouldn't be rules, and then there's a lot of things that should be regulated that aren't. I mean, I think you start from scratch on that whole deal. Really, you do.
Jeff, pull up the Super Bowl odds for next year, because I'm sure they're up, and I want to take a look at those before we wrap things up on the Doug and Daddy Show today, as it is way too early for me to let folks know who will win Super Bowl 48. I will wait till September, like I did this year, to let you know who will win Super Bowl 47. And that's all I'm saying. It will not be the Baltimore Ravens. I will tell you that. They will not be winning Super Bowl 48. But here are your odds. And the New England Patriots are the favorite. I will tell you this right now. They will not win. I think the New England Patriots run, Randy, is over.
I think you're right. I do. I think you're right. I think they're a little bit too old in too many key positions. And you know what? They weren't exactly dominant this year. I hate to say it, with my team being in that division, it was a relatively weak division. It was a relatively, you know, there's six games that they were the decided favorites in. And I think that's going to begin to change. I think the Dolphins will be better. I think the Bills will be better. I think the Jets are heading the other direction, but those two teams will be better.
Well, here are your odds from VegasInsider.com. New England, 6-1. The Niners and the Broncos, 8-1. The Texans and the Packers, 10-1. Seattle, 12-1. Pittsburgh and Baltimore, 14-1. Atlanta and the Saints, 16-1.
Ooh.
I think if you can get some money on the Saints right now, you might want to do that. I like Denver. I like the Saints. At the bottom,
even the Falcons wouldn't be a bad bet there.
Jacksonville and Oakland, 150-1. I don't know if you can find that, but it is up on Vegas. So Jacksonville and Oakland are the two bottom feeders, and at 100-1, Tennessee, Buffalo, Arizona, and then your 50-1s. There's a whole bunch of them: Kansas City, Cleveland, Tampa Bay, St. Louis, your Dolphins, the Jets. The Panthers.
Lumped in with the Chiefs. They're lumped in with the Chiefs.
And this says Dallas is right in the middle at 30-1. Detroit, 40-1?
That's not bad odds for, you know, I don't think they're going to win it, but those aren't bad odds. You bet the odds. Those aren't bad odds.
I'm going to give you $10,000 fantasy. Who you got next year?
Do I put them all in one team?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to spread them out.
You know how hard it is to pick two teams to make the Super Bowl, Randy?
Oh,
it's almost impossible.
No.
It's almost impossible.
Wow, I walked into that.
I just need one.
Donkeys. Denver Donkeys.
You know, I like that. I like that.
Oh, no, can't have them. Can't have them.
I'll tell you
can't
what.
Can't have Nope, sorry. Mine. I got it. Mine.
New England, Denver, Houston, Pittsburgh, are you kidding me? Baltimore. Those are the top five, according to VegasInsider.com.
And by the way,
England, don't like Pittsburgh, and I don't think Baltimore can win it again. I'm not saying they won't have a great year. But
this is why the NFL is so superior. It is so superior because there are a fair number of teams that have a legitimate shot at winning the championship next year. When we have our discussion about baseball, I'm just not going to feel that way. You know, just not going to. The parity in the league sometimes drives you nuts just a little bit, but your team's only 4 or 5 years away. Doesn't matter who your team is. They're only 4 or 5 years away from being a legitimate contender.
Let me give you Broncos Saints today. Broncos Saints, and for the recording and our podcast, it is February 4th, 2013. So in case next year at this time we still actually have a show.
Are you going to change that? When September rolls
we'll
around?
See.
Well, you
But
you
on
think.
February 4th, Denver, New Orleans.
All right. I need to come up with an NFC team.
You got to find somebody farther down the list because the two favorites never make it. But, I mean, I think New Orleans is a little farther down. Wild card out there. I mean, eventually Detroit's got to click. One of these days Dallas is going to do it. I'm going to tell you that right now. One of these days Dallas. I know I'm a Cowboy fan. But look, as we said here now, who's got a better chance of making the Super Bowl, Dallas or Miami? I'll give you your chance to crow for your Dolphins. Dallas or Miami, who's got a better chance? You know who has the better chance, and you know it's Dallas. And I got no problem if Miami. I got no problem if Miami makes the Super Bowl. Yay for them! They're maybe headed in the right direction.
I think they are. I think the window is opening for Miami. I think it's closing for your Cowboys. So next year might be a legitimate shot at it. By the way, my other team, I think I'm going to go Packers. Super Bowl rematch, baby.
You can't win if you can't run. And Green Bay can't run.
They have a draft coming up now, don't they?
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
I feel already better about life on this February the 4th. We'll be back on Friday with another Doug and Daddy show because over the next 4 days, I think in this hour time slot, we'll just repeat the prediction from earlier this year. Baltimore over San Francisco, correctly predicted on September the 5th. And I would say City of Kearney and City of Hastings, mayors get together. There better be a damn parade, all right? There better be a parade. Because what was the last time we had that great...
There won't be room for your ego on it, will there?
When, I mean, Kearney Little Leaguers, great job. Did any of you predict the Super Bowl? No. No. Coach Brown, did you coach the USA football team?
Nobel Peace Prize winner, that's great, curing cancer and all. But hey, did you have the teams in the Super Bowl?
It's like the ESPN top play of the day. Until there's a better one, I'm it.
I got to come up with something quick. We got to come up with something quick.
I know the music stopped and this show is supposed to be over, but I don't think you realize Randy Bushcutter, Damon Day, Bob Jensen, Jim Langan, Spencer Schubert, who's on his way to West Virginia right now, anybody else that we have had on this program as co-hosts, I don't think you realize, and I don't know if anybody told you, but I did have San Francisco losing.
Now I know
to
why your microphone doesn't have an off switch. Mine does. I don't know why that is, but I know why yours doesn't.
Folks, thanks for putting up with us. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game. Hey.